10:38 said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Scriptures made it clear that Jesus is the healer, Satan is the defiler. Jesus is here, and he'll be ministering to you right now where you are, touching your body, healing you, setting you free. Place your hand where you have the sickness or the affliction and lift the other hand up and receive your healing. Take authority. Father, thank you because you are the healer, you are the deliverer, you are the liberator. Right now, I take authority over the spirit of death, spirit of premature death. You have no place in the life of that man. Death by witchcraft arrow, death by ancestral curse, death by kidney disease, liver disease, cancer, heart disease, terminal organ disease. I rebuke you, spirit of death. Lose your grip of this man, of this woman, of this boy, of this girl now. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over the spirit of infirmity. I rebuke you. I rebuke every organ disease. I rebuke brain disease. I rebuke chest and heart disease. I rebuke the diseases of the lungs and the diseases of the liver. I rebuke kidney disease. I rebuke diseases of the urogenital system. I rebuke you right now. Lose your grip of this life. Get out now in the name of Jesus. I take authority over the demons of blindness, the demons of deafness, the demons of dumbness, the demons of paralysis, the spirit of stroke, hypertension, diabetes. I take authority over peptic ulcer disease. I take authority over every form of pneumonia, lung disease, heart disease, every COVID-like symptom of the COVID itself. I take authority over you tormenting demons, afflicting that body, moving object in the body, internal heat condition, arrows of insanity and madness, arrows of epilepsy. I rebuke you. Sickle cell anemia. I rebuke asthma. I rebuke you. Lose your grip of the lives of these people. Get out in the name of Jesus. Right now, I take authority over prostate disease. I take authority over urethral stricture. I take authority over urinary tract infection. I take authority over urinary frequency from any source. I take authority over diabetes. I take authority over lower waist condition. I take authority over that migraine headache right in the front there. I take authority over that arrow in the chest. I rebuke you. I take authority over female system problems. I take authority over fibroid. I take authority over endometriosis. I take authority over blocked fallopian tubes. I take authority over pelvic inflammatory disease. Your agenda is over. Lose your grip. Get out in the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, I declare your healing right now. I command the restoration of your smell, the restoration of your taste. I command the chest free right now in the name of Jesus. I take authority over breast cancer. I take authority over uterine cancer. I take authority over prostate cancer. I take authority over brain cancer, liver cancer. I curse you to your roots. Dry and die in the name of Jesus. Paralysis, go. I command your hand to receive strength. Your legs, your feet, your back, strength. Now in the name of Jesus. Rebuke spirit husband, spirit wife, spirit spouse, children. I rebuke serpentine spirit, ancestral curses, generational curses. I rebuke the work of witchcraft, the work of diabolism, near success syndrome, failure at the edge of breakthrough. I rebuke every arrows of empty-handedness, scarcity shortage, that garment of reproach, that spider web attack. I rebuke climbing and never reaching up. I rebuke spirit relationship. I set you on fire. Every deposit and baggage of the enemy in your body, catch fire now in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you the praise. I give you the honor. I give you the adoration. I give you the worship. I give you the worship, the dominion, the rule, the sovereignty. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. I prayed for someone yesterday who had been having for over 10 days, according to him, symptoms that look like whatever. And he had lost taste, lost everything. Blood pressure was very high. And in the afternoon yesterday, after the prayer, I said he felt a gentle breeze come on him. And after that, symptoms disappeared. Strength arrived. Appetite restored. Sense of smell restored. Everything restored. He texted, he said, I am marking 24 hours of my freedom. At that time yesterday, my BP was 150-298. Now it is very normal. I have been praising God with my family since morning. This person is a pharmacist, a medical personnel, and God touched him like that. Just now, not too long ago, a woman, a doctor, called me, taking the husband with her to the hospital and just passed out completely. Everything gone. We called, we prayed, and the power of God brought him back. He said he's back alive. The anesthetist tried his best, tried resuscitation, He said from what they suspected, he had a heart attack, and that took him out. But God brought him. I'm talking about within the last 1 hour. I don't know what is affecting you right now. I shared the testimonies with you because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. I share this testimony with you because God is about to change your story. Again, that scripture we read, Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He healed all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I declare your healing right now. I declare your freedom right now. I declare your liberty right now. I declare your deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for doing it for us. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and thank him. Honor him. Adore him. Magnify him. Worship him. Glorify him. Father, thank you because you are God. Thank you because you are God. We'd like to hear testimonies from you. Dr. Mr. Nature, come pray a word of prayer over the people. We want to hear testimonies from you. You have testimonies, which you will have. And right now, check yourself. Somebody's eyes that was not seen is seen right now. Somebody's terrible migraine just disappeared. Blood pressure just returned back to normal. Diabetes is healed. Urinary frequency is gone. The lower back condition and pain is gone. And that spiritual attack, that arrow in the chest and that moving object is gone. That fire sensation is healed in the name of Jesus Christ.
And also that cervical spondylosis condition is arrested. The pain in the neck radiating to the hand. Today, right now, that pain, go in the name of Jesus. And right now, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, we declare arthritis is neutralized. Joint pains, pains in parts of the body, we declare right now, you satanic deposits, gouty arthritis, go. Rheumatoid arthritis, go. All forms of arthritis, go. In the name of Jesus Christ. That peptic ulcer disease is going now. The pain is disappearing from you now. In the name of Jesus, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, we declare total liberty now. In Jesus' name, every arrow of premature death, you've been dreaming dead dreams. Today, it is arrested. It is arrested. You shall fulfill your days, you and your loved ones, in the name of Jesus Christ.
And every agenda organized for your loved one, every calamity, accident, by air, by land, by sea, anything organized, calculated to take life in this season, by the speakings of the blood of Jesus, that calculation, that orchestration is canceled, is neutralized in the name of Jesus. Every trap set for you, set for your loved ones, consciously or unconsciously, today, incidentally or accidentally, consciously or unconsciously, that trap is broken by the power of the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for the testimony. It is done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So shall it be. The Lord bless you and keep you. Now you are watching. The prayer of healing has been done, but you have not received Jesus as Lord of your life. You need to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Place your right hand on your chest, and I'll pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for this one. I ask that you will visit their lives now. Deliver them from the power of sin. I declare the yoke of sin broken. The grace to live for God, the grace to serve God, the grace to do his will is released upon you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord the praise. The Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you, cause his face to shine on you, and be gracious unto you. In Jesus' name, we are waiting to hear all the testimonies, and we will read out your testimonies tomorrow evening, and also read out your testimonies right on Sunday, and then the healing service. This evening by 6 p.m., the worship, moment of worship is on. Tomorrow evening, explosive time in God's presence is going to be quite massive as we proceed in our prayer for supernatural shift. and then Thursday, Friday, the evening programs, worship on. On Saturday, the home church. Sunday is an impartation service as we are transformed in His presence. Anything you bring to God's presence is transformed. That is impartation. If you have any material you want God to impart for you, you are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, baby things, you are trusting God to be married, something as a point of contact, your documents, whatever it is, coming Sunday. People are running to church en masse. Don't stay at home. Don't let any devil cause you to stop your relationship with God. The Bible says, forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together, the devil and his plague notwithstanding. Forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you and cause His face to shine upon you in Jesus' precious name. If you pray the prayer of surrender, the prayer of forgiveness of sins, let us know that you did that. And those who are physically, I can see one or two people here, you pray that prayer and you want to surrender your life to Christ, also step forward and let us pray for you right in the front here. God bless you. God keep you and cause His face to shine upon you in Jesus' name. Yes, go ahead. Come forward. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment I'm away. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Everybody sing. Lord, I give you my heart. Lord, I give you my soul. I live for you alone. I live for you alone. Every moment I'm away. Every moment I'm away. Have your way, Lord. Everybody sing, Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you alone, I live. Every moment I'm awake, every moment I'm awake, have your way, Lord, have your place your right hand on your chest again and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins, Lord. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.